Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud. In the previous Mishnah, Mishnah Tes, we heard from Rav Chanina ben Daisa, and now Rav Chanina ben Daisa continues. Hu hayo aimer, he, Rav Chanina ben Daisa, used to say, Kol sheruach habriyos naicha hemenu, if the spirit of people is pleased with a person, ruach hamakom naicha hemenu, then the spirit of Hashem is also pleased with him. If he has proper midos, proper character traits, and his dealings are honestly conducted with other people, and he gets a good reputation, then through his actions, he brings praise of the Torah way of life. He is Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, and through that, Hashem becomes beloved, and therefore, Hashem is pleased with him as well. But, continues Rav Chanina ben Daisa, V'chol she'ein ruach habriyos naicha hemenu, but if due to faults in his character, the spirit of other people are not pleased with him, then Hashem's name is desecrated, and then ein ruach hamakom naicha hemenu, then the spirit of Hashem is not pleased with him as well. And we have mentioned the following Gemara during the Shiurim of Pirkei Avos several times, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Vav Amud Aleph, where Chazal tell us, Kol shekoyre v'shoyne, anyone who learns Chumash and Mishnah, Gemara, u'meshamish tamidei chachamim, v'diburei b'nachas emabriyas, and he speaks pleasantly with other people, u'masoy u'matnoy be'emuno, and his dealings, his commercial dealings, are conducted honestly with other people. Ma'abriyus Amrolov, what do people say about him? Ashrei Ploini Shalom Atayra, praised is that person who learned Torah. Ashrei Aviv Shalimdoi Tayra, praised is his father who taught him Torah. Ashrei Rabbi Shalimdoi Tayra, praised is his teacher who taught him Torah. Re'u Kama Noem Drachov, look how pleasant are his ways. V'kama Mesukana Ma'asov, and how proper are his actions. All of Akosav Omer, concerning such an individual, Yeshaya HaNavi said in Perek Memtes Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Avdi Ato Yisrael Asher B'choy Espor, Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, you are my servant, with you I will have great pride. Avol, continued the Chazal there in Yuma, Misha Kar V'shoyne M'shamish Talmi Chachamim, a person who learns Chumash, Mishnah, and Gemara, Ve'ein Masoy Matnei Be'emuna, but his commercial dealings are not conducted honestly with his fellow man. Ve'ein Diburi B'nachas Emabriyas, and he does not speak pleasantly with other people. Ma Habriyas Armer Malov, what do people say about him? Oy Loy L'Ploini Shalom HaTorah, look, he learned Torah. Look what kind of a life he leads. Woe is to him that he learned Torah. O Lo La'Aviv Shalim Dei Torah, woe to his father that taught him Torah. O lo la rabbi shalom de Torah, woe to his rebbe who taught him Torah. Re'u, see, kama mukul kolam masav. Look how destructful are his ways. V'kama mukul orim drachav, and how disgusting and filthy are his ways. And therefore, of course, he brings a chil Hashem to Hashem's Torah and to Hashem himself, and therefore, ein ruach hamakom noche heimenu. It is very important for a person to build up, through proper actions and midos tovos, a good reputation. Rabbi Wein brings down a story of a Rebbe who called in one of his Hasidim and told him, they say about you that you are dishonest in your commercial dealings. And the Chassid protested and he said, no, it's absolutely not true. I'm very honest in my business dealings. To which the Rebbe responded, is it not bad enough that people say this? It should be true yet? So if a person is not careful to gain a good reputation, this itself is a cause of Chilul Hashem. Continues the Mishnah with Rab Doisia ben Harkinas. Rab Doisia ben Harkinas lived in the generation of Rab Yochanan ben Zakkai. And he states the following. Shena shel shacharis, late morning sleep. A person is lazy and he has to get up for Kriya Shema or to daven, and he sleeps in late. The yayin shel tzorayim, midday wine, which can lead a person to shikrus, to becoming intoxicated. V'sichas hayilodim, and the empty chatter of children, schmoozing, wasting their time with idle talk. V'yeshivas batech nesiyah shel amei haaretz, and the sitting together, the gatherings of the unlearned, who are also not spending their time constructively, but are busy with idle talk. All of these four items might see in as Adam and Oilam take a person out of this world. The Rashbats tells us that this Mishnah is different than the one that we learned before in Perik Beis, Mishnah Yud Aleph, where the Mishnah stated, Rav Yeshua Oimer, Ayin Arav, Yetzer Arav, Sinas Habriyos, Maitzin Es Adam and Oilam. Those items were physically destructive to a person. The Ayin Arav, for example, is kina, jealousy of other people. And Shlomo HaMelech tells us that Rokav Atzomis Kina, that the bones become rotten physically from being jealous of others. So those bad traits take a person not only out of Olam Haba, but they physically take him out of Olam Hazeh. Whereas the four items that are listed in our Mishnah are very good for the body. Getting a lot of sleep, drinking good wine, relaxing, schmoozing. The body enjoys these items. But Maitzin Es Adam and Olam, the person loses his spiritual identity, and therefore living such a low life without a desire for spirituality, for growth, that causes a person to lose the world to come. He may enjoy the physical aspects of this world, but living such a hollow life of gashmius, of physicality, might see in us Adam and Olam, removes a person from the world to come. Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Aleph. Rab Lozer Hamoidoi Oimer. Rab Lozer Hamoidoi tells us, he speaks about five averos. If someone commits one of these five averos, b'mezid, with intention, ein lechelik l'olam habo, he has no portion in the world to come. Rav Lozer HaMoidoi, as his name suggests, comes from the city of Moda'in, which was the city of the Chashmonaim. Besides this Mishnah here, he is not mentioned in any Mishnayos throughout Shisha Sidrei Mishnah. Although the Gemara tells us of the great stature that he was held in the eyes of Rav Gamliel of Yavne, especially as one who interpreted the homiletic portions of the Torah, the Agada, and Rabbi Gamliel expressed himself, Adayim Tzrichim Anu L'maydoi, after we have researched the Psukim for their correct interpretation, we still have to come on to the words of Rabbi Lozer HaMoidoi. Rabbi Lozer HaMoidoi, the Kohati tells us in the Mishnayos Mevoaris, was the uncle of Bar Kochva, and he stood on the right side of Bar Kochva in the rebellion against the Romans. However, the Medrash Rabbah in Eicha Perek Beis tells us that at the end, Bar Kochva suspected that Rabbi Lozer HaMoidoi was trying to make peace with the enemy, and he rose up against his uncle and he killed him. Begins the Mishnah. The first one of the five averas for which Ein Lo Chelik Olam Habo, the Rabbi Lozer HaMoidoi is telling us, is HaMechalel Es HaKadoshim. If someone bemazed with intent desecrates the holy korbanos, the kachim, in what way does he desecrate them? He's not careful with them according to the halacha. He is metame them, he defiles them from their purity, or he has hanah from them. He's moel them, or he puts a blemish in them, or he takes them to eat outside of their boundaries, which, as far as Kodesh Kodashim is concerned, the Holy of Holies of Korbanos, he takes them outside of the Azara, the courtyard, and concerning Kachim Kalim, the holy Korbanos of a lesser stature, he takes them to eat outside of Yerushalayim. All of these Averis are included in the catch-all phrase of HaMechalel Es HaKadoshim. And since the Sefer Amor LaHarambam explains to us, since B'mezid he desecrates these holy Korbanos, that indicates to us that he is a kofer. He denies the holiness of these objects, and he does not believe that they came to Klal Yisrael because of Hashem's commandment. And because of this, Ein L'chelik L'olam Haba. The second of the five Averis is, says Rabbi Elazar Amudoy, V'hamevaze es hamoy adois. He shames Chol HaMoed. He treats Chol HaMoed like a weekday. He does Melacha, even though it's not a Dover HaAvod, where Melacha would be permitted, where something, if it's not done on Chol HaMoed, would become lost. The person would have a large loss of money, for example, or it's an opportunity that does not present itself after Chol HaMoed, and he just goes ahead and treats it like a weekday. For example, he doesn't eat or drink any special foods or drinks, but he eats on Chol HaMoed the regular meal that he would eat in a weekday. This is the second avera for which Ein L'chelik L'olam Haba. The third avera is V'hamal ben p'nei chaver barabim. He shames his friend in public. And concerning what is called a rabim, I have once seen in the Orach Laner, Rabbi Yaakov Edlinger, who says that 10 is not required, even 3 people, it's considered that he's embarrassing the person in public. And why is it called malbin? He whitens the person, as the Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis, Ozel Sumka V'Asich Yuru, which means when someone gets ashamed, first his face turns red, and then it turns white. Chazal tell us, in the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, that Noyach Loi La'odom Sheyapal Atzmei L'toich Kifshin Eish, Al Yalbim Pnei Chaver Barabim. We learn from Tamar that she did not want to embarrass Yehuda and reveal it in public that he was the one who had had relations with her, and she was ready to die. She was ready to go into the furnace of fire rather than embarrass Yehuda in public. Because when one embarrasses his friend, it is as if he is murdering him, and one has to give up his life before one murders his friend. In fact, Tosfos in Sota, on Daf Yud Amud Beis, Divrei HaMashal Noach Loi La'odom, the top Tosfos, has a question: why is it that embarrassing someone in public is not considered one of the 3 cardinal averas for which a person has to give up his life? V'nira, says Tosfos, Hai Delei Choshev Lei, which are avodas kechavim, serving idols, idolatry, vigilia rayas, and forbidden relationships, vishvichas damim, and murdering someone. So why don't we add embarrassing someone in public? Mishum, answers Tosfos, the averas halbanas panim einam mefresh b'tayra, because embarrassing someone in public is not written beferish in the Torah, v'lei nakat, and we only called we el averis hamafirashis. We're only referring to those averis that are written beferish in the Torah. Other Rishonim say that embarrassing someone in public is considered abizraya de shvichas dam. It's considered a part and parcel of the more severe avera of actually killing someone, but a minuscule amount of killing is involved in embarrassing someone, and therefore, in fact, it would be, according to those Rishonim, considered an aver for which one has to give up his life. If someone comes to a person and says, I'll kill you unless you embarrass your friend in public, the person would have to be willing to give up his life and not embarrass his fellow friend in public. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar Madoy tells us here in the Mishnah that Amal b'pnei chaver b'rabim, that is considered one of the five averes for which ein lechelik l'olam haba. The next aver is v'hameifer brisa shel Avraham Avinu olav hashalom. If someone breaks the covenant of our forefather Avram of blessed memory, what does it mean? He's meifer brisa. Either he does not give milah to his own son, or if his father did not give milah to him, he does not, at an older age, give milah to himself, make sure that he receives milah, or he's embarrassed of his milah, and he pulls his orla, he pulls the skin around the milah to cover up the milah, so it should not be recognizable that he is mol. All of these are included in meifer brisa shel Avraham Avinu, for which ein lo chelek lo mabo. And finally, v'hamegale panim b'tayra shaloik halacha. If somebody reveals a face of the Torah which is not in keeping with halacha, what does it mean he reveals a face? Because we know shivim panim la Torah. There are 70 legitimate faces to the Torah. But this person is adding a face to the Torah which is not according to the halacha. For example, he gives an impression that he is one who knows the secrets of the Torah, and he says that according to the secrets of the Torah, we have to understand that what's revealed in the Torah is only a mashal. For example, the Torah forbade eating swine, eating chazir. He says, really, if you knew the secrets of the Torah, you would understand that the Torah does not object to a person actually eating chazir. That's only an example, a mashal. The Torah wants you to keep away from bad character traits such as exhibited by the filthy swine. And that's why the Torah said not to eat pork. It's just a mashal. The Torah really didn't mean what it said. You have to follow the message of the law, but not the law itself. A person who says such a thing is rooted in the roots of kfira, and he does not accept the fact that the Torah is written in reality, what it says in the Torah. That's what we have to keep. Although there may be, says the Meiri, there may be hidden reasons of the Torah, but that does not take away from the fact that we have to keep the actual commandment of the Torah. The Rambam explains that if a person brazenly desecrates the Torah in public, that's what it means, Hamagala Pana B'Torah Shaloi Kalacha. That is the epitome of kfira, of non-belief, as the Pasuk says, in Bamidbar Tezvav, Pasuk Lamed, V'anefesh Asher Tasa B'Yad Rama Es Hashem Hu Megadev. That's how the Rambam explains Mara Pana B'Torah Shaloi Kalacha. The person who will brazenly, with the uplifted hand, go against Hashem, he is blaspheming HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore, Ein lo chelek lo mabo. As the Mishnah concludes, Af al pi sheyesh biyadei Torah ma'asim tovim, even if he has in his hand Torah ma'asim tovim, but as the Rav Bar Tanura explains, he did not do tshuva, Ein lo chelek lo mabo, he has no part in the world to come. Because these five averas are more chomer than other averas. By other averas, we can give him the benefit of the doubt that his yetzer hara got a hold of him. And because of this desire to do other averas, he fell into the clutches of his yetzer hara. But these five They only come because the person is denying the existence of Hashem and his degradation of the word of Hashem and of Hashem himself. And that's what Chazal tell us in Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadik Tesamet Aleph, Ki Dvar Hashem Boza. The Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Vav. What is that referring to? He was Mevaza. He ashamed the word of Hashem. Zeh Amagal upon a Batayra. That refers to somebody who reveals a dimension in the Torah that is not according to the halacha. The Es Mitzvah of Hafer. And what is the Pasuk referring to when it says, and he has broken the mitzvahs of Hashem? Zeh HaMefer Bris Basar. This is the person who breaks the covenant of the flesh, meaning the bris milah. As we've explained before, he doesn't give himself milah, he doesn't have his child receive milah, or he covers over his milah. And what is the punishment, Rachmana Litzlan, for this? He kares to kares, the pasuk states, which means the double lashon. He kares b'olam hazeh, he will be cut off from this world. He kares b'olam haba, he'll be cut off from the world to come. And the Gemara there in Sanhedrin concludes, Mikan Amar Rab Lazar Moidoi. It was from this very pasuk of Kidvar Hashem Boza that Rav Lazar Amar Moidoi, in our Mishnah here in Pirkei Avos, Paragimel Mishnah Yud Aleph, stated, as we've just read, Hamachalas Hakodshim, Hamavazes Hamayadis, Hamayfer Brishu Shalav Ram Avinu, Hamagal Upon Abatar Shalak Loik Halacha. And that's how the Gemara in Sanhedrin concludes, quoting word for word our Mishnah. And therefore, a person has to be very careful from these five very powerful Averos.